Bob Harper, he suffered a heart attack in 2017.
Terrible, yep.
And he's hosting a rebooted version of this show. And he's also teaming up with a National Heart and Holidays campaign called Survivors Have Heart. Good morning, Bob
and
Harper.
They do. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I mean, I was just listening to Bob Dylan.
I know, huh?
Before the interview, I mean, I'm thinking, okay, this is going to be a good day.
Of course. Anytime you got Bob Dylan on, you had...
You got Bob Harper and Bob Dylan. I mean, hello.
So where are you calling from? What state are you in right now?
I'm in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania today.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, and it's kind of warm here, too, by the way.
Yeah, it's warm here.
It's warm here,
yeah,
too.
In Connecticut,
warm
it's
here
pretty
too.
Much the same weather.
So, what does warm mean for you in Connecticut?
Well, it's warm, of course, is relative. I think it's hovering at about 50 degrees right now.
Yeah. Because we're around that here, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, you're only, I don't know, what 100 and something miles from us, 150 yeah. miles from Hartford. So, Bob, I mean, I got to tell, first of all, congratulations on the reboot of The Biggest Loser. How did that
thank
come
you.
About?
Big time, big time.
Yeah, I did the show Biggest Loser for all 17 seasons. And so when they came back to me for the reboot asking me to host the show, I was really excited about it. I think that there was a lot of new changes that were going to be happening. I was just in Santa Fe, New Mexico for the past 3 months shooting the new series. And let me tell you, if you've never been to Santa Fe, get on a plane and go.
Yeah, right.
It's gorgeous there.
Wow. You had a heart attack not that long ago.
That's correct.
And I got to tell you, I've seen you. You're in pretty darn good shape. Were you surprised that you were having a heart attack? First of all, did you even know you were having a heart attack?
Yeah, I did not know that I was having a heart attack. I woke up in a hospital 2 days later being told that not only did I have a heart attack, I went into cardiac arrest. And my
wow.
life changed forever. Can you imagine? Like, I remember laying in that hospital bed, and I was surrounded by friends and family from Tennessee, New York, L.A., and they told me what had happened, and I was so confused. Like, are you serious? Is someone pulling a prank on me? Like, I didn't think that I would ever have a heart attack.
Well, no. I mean, you were once a vegan, you were a vegetarian,
yep.
and then you went back now to eating red meat, right? Although in moderation.
Well, now, since my heart attack, you know, I have much more of a balance. My doctor, I have a really good relationship with my doctors, and I really tell people how important that is, because you know, you go into this new chapter of your life, and there's so much overwhelming information. And I mean, thank God I have people like you that are interested in having me come onto your radio show and talk to people about this, because that's what my whole life is now.
Yeah.
My life is just helping people, in a completely different direction.
So obviously your life has changed dramatically since your heart attack.
And how did it affect you with other folks?
Well,
you must have helped a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, it's like doing Loser, Biggest Loser for as long as I have, you know, working with overweight Americans has been a major focus in my life. But now with this partnership that I've teamed up with AstraZeneca and have this, have a campaign called Survivors Have Heart, I am out there speaking to people, talking to them. I've become an advocate for fellow heart attack survivors. It's like it is giving a whole new meaning to not only my career, but my life in general.
Well, you know, we got the holiday season just, you know, basically knocking at our door here once
yep.
we get through, you know, between Thanksgiving and New Year's. So then what advice would you have for other heart attack survivors during this time of year?
Well, first of all, can you believe that Thanksgiving is next Thursday?
My goodness, like, this time just flies.
Yeah, somebody told me that yesterday, and I was like, wow, how did that happen? But going into the holidays, and I would tell someone that is struggling with their weight or a heart attack survivor, it's like, you have to plan ahead.
Mm.
You have to know what your, everything that you've been doing throughout your whole life as far as eating right and exercising, you really have to hold on to those values going into the holidays. You got to limit those foods that you know you shouldn't be having, you know, alcohol, you've got, you know, it's a slippery slope with people, because all of a sudden you have a couple of drinks and you're like, you know what, forget it, I'm going to have the
there you go.
Swedish meatballs at the party.
Right.
It's like, you know, you have to, you know, really set up a set of guidelines. And I think a really important thing I tell people is to have that support team. You know, it's that someone that, you know, will keep you in check. You can call up, you know, your best friend Christy and be like, oh my God, I really want to have, you know, those cupcakes that are at the office. And, you know, it's like, okay, Bob, you know, you gotta have someone that's going to talk you off the cupcake ledge.
You know, that's an interesting point that you bring up, Bob, because on The Biggest Loser, you're not just talking to some people who, I need to lose a few pounds. A lot of them are morbidly obese, and it's a marathon, not a sprint, in order to reach your goals. Yeah. How does one stay not only laser focused, but remain motivated to, you know, see that flag at the end of that marathon, you know?
Yeah, you know, a very important question. It's like, how do you stay motivated? Because let me tell you, losing the weight is the easiest part. It's keeping it off. It's when when life just becomes that mundane day in, day out. You have to, like, really remember why it is that you choose to live this healthy life, you know, the benefits that you have, and to stay motivated internally that way. Because that's why so many diets fail.
That's right.
It's because people just go, oh, again, another day of doing this. And it's like, yeah, this is just how it is. I think that people that struggle with their weight have to realize that there's never going to be that finish line. You talk about the flag at the end of the marathon.
Right, yeah.
That flag at the end of the marathon continues the next day.
Oh. You know, one of the things, listening to you right now, listening to your voice right now, knowing what you have gone through, It just says to me, anybody that believes in himself or herself and people can do what you're doing. And it's incredible, the people that you are going to help to save.
Well, yeah, but it's also combining, Brad. It's combining diet with exercise.
Absolutely.
What are you doing now to inspire and raise awareness for fellow heart attack survivors, Bob?
Well, I have been on this campaign, touring around the country with Survivors Have Heart, and it has been the best experience, because here I am. Mm-hmm. I've teamed up with a major pharmaceutical company, and what we are trying to do is get the message out there to live a healthy life. Yes, the medicines are super important, but it's the overall, like you talk about, when it comes to losing weight, it's not just about exercise, it's diet too. It's putting everything together for overall health and wellness, and that's what I'm out here talking to people about, and how important that is, because it's like putting money in your savings account, you know?
Yeah.
Like, when you make those good choices, it's like you're banking on your future.
That's right. That's a great point.
Wow.
Where can people find out more about your story and get resources about survivorship?
Yeah, we're really, we've got some really great sites right now, survivorshaveheart.com and Survivors Have Heart Facebook page. There's videos on there. There's really great tips. You know, there's just a lot of really solid information that will help you not only through the holidays, but through the rest of your life.
Yeah, I'll bet. And can we just switch gears really quick? I know you've spoken out against puppy mills.
Yeah. I have rescue dogs. I think that it's really, really important to get dogs that are in these kill shelters that need a home. My rescue dog is literally, his name is Carl. Carl is the best dog I have ever had in my life. And let me tell you, you get a dog from one of these places, and they will love you forever. You have saved their life. In return, they'll save your life.
And I know you named your dog Carl after Carl Lagerfeld, correct?
That's right. I have two dogs now, Carl Lagerfeld and Vivian Westwood.
How did you, and I know we're running out of time with you, but how did you obtain your dog?
There was a shelter in Los Angeles, And it was in the Baldwin Hills area, and they found my dog living on the street.
Aww.
And I mean, just this sweet little dog. I love him so much. I can't even, I'll start crying if I talk about him.
Well, you're talking to dog lovers here as well. My final question now, Biggest Loser, when can we see the next season here?
Yeah, the reboot's going to be, I think, the end of January 2020. And I'm really excited. The show's going to be great. And I think people are going to really, it's going to be like seeing an old friend, you know?
I can imagine. So you've already taped this, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. We're looking forward. You know, maybe when it's getting ready to air again, we can have you back on.
I would love it. I like talking to you, too.
Thank you so much, Bob. And good luck with the show. And let's say good luck to your health as well.
Robert.
Thank you very much.
Robert, you know, people like you, once they get to meet you and know what you've been through, you have no idea.
You are an inspiration.
Absolutely.
Really,
you have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you, too.
You got it. Thanks so much.